Texas, Virginia, California among top destinations for Afghans brought to U.S. by Biden. By John Binder on November 21, 2021. Texas, Virginia, and California are among the top destinations for tens of thousands of Afghans brought to the United States as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation out of Afghanistan. Since mid-August, Biden has brought more than 73,000 Afghans to the U.S. and wants to bring several thousand more by the middle of next year. Afghans, arriving exclusively in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Dulles, Virginia, are being temporarily housed at U.S. military bases. Among those bases is the Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, where about 4,300 Afghans continue living before they are resettled. A report from the Washington Post reveals that Texas, Virginia, and California, states with predominant Afghan populations, are the highest in-demand destinations for Afghans arriving. So many Afghans want to go to Texas, Virginia, and California that Biden's officials are trying to persuade them to instead resettle in cities like Birmingham, Alabama, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Last week, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas stated that the Biden administration is resettling about 4,000 Afghans every week across the U.S. The latest figures show that the Biden administration has resettled more than 25,000 Afghans thus far. In addition, Mayorkas admitted that not all Afghans arriving in the U.S. have been interviewed in person by federal officials, a standard protocol of refugee vetting that the 9/11 Commission intensely recommended following the September 11, 2001, Islamic terrorist attacks. "We are not conducting in-person refugee interviews of 100% individuals," Mayorkas revealed. The Biden administration is so rapidly resettling Afghans across the U.S. at an unprecedented volume that the temporary housing at Fort Lee in Virginia has closed. About 45,000 Afghans remain at bases in New Mexico, Wisconsin, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia. Over the last 20 years, nearly 1 million refugees have been resettled in the country. This is a number more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida, and would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida, to the country. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.